At least 8 former and active journalists and radio personalities are expected to contest for parliamentary seats in the MTCT and ZANU-PF primary elections within the next few weeks. They include the controversial Nyarota, MTC founder and former Zimbabwe Mirror reporter Grace Kwinje, ex-ZBC anchorman Superman Dwanzira, and his colleagues Ezra Chisasbanda, Eric Knight and James Maridadi. MTCT organizing secretary Nelson Chamisa says there is an unprecedented number of practicing and retired media workers who want to participate in his party's primaries at grassroots level.
Quite a substantial number of journalists have indicated their willingness and interest to participate in our election. We have among them people like Grace Kwinje, a veteran party leader. We have people like Ezra Chisasuanda in Vungu there. We have Eric Knight, who has expressed interest in some constituents in Harare. We have many others who are far too many to mention. James Maridadi, for example, his name has also come up in constituents in Harare. This is just but to mention a few.
Chamisa says the media personalities will be subjected to the same grueling selection process as other potential candidates.
It ultimately goes back to the people. As you know, in politics, the school of politics is the people. You can't graduate without the school, and you can't be elected without the people. So these members are going to seek the verdict and judgment of the people in terms of seeking legitimacy and mandate. One has to be a member of the party for a minimum of 5 years. Why so? Because we want to make sure that we don't have a fly-by-night individuals who come in, parachute themselves into the party. You can't climb a tree from the top.
Nyarota is currently preparing for this tough selection process set to kick off within the next few weeks. The former Daily News boss, whose newspaper was banned by the Robert Mugabe government for allegedly promoting a regime change agenda in 2003, says the people of Makoni South have asked him to represent them in the coming election.
I have growing interest in representing Makoni South constituency. And my interest has been stimulated by an approach made to me by the people of Makoni South constituency, requesting that I represent them in the next parliament. This has happened over the past 2 or so years. And finally, I'm left with very limited options but to accede to their request in the interest of the constituency.
Nyarota, who wants to unseat MTCT lawmaker Pishai Muchauraya, is promising the people of Makoni South more vigorous, vibrant and knowledgeable representation in the House of Assembly.
I am also promising the people of Zimbabwe in general enlightened political participation in parliament and in the governance of the country on the basis of my professional life and international experience.
Another potential candidate, radio personality Spanda, says he has been pushed by what he calls the spirit of democracy and the plight of the people of Vungu constituency, Midlands province, to venture full-time into politics under Mr. Tswangirai's MTC formation.
I decided to come and bring what I've learned and what I've studied out of the country, and then I tried to bring about the betterment for our people. Our people have suffered for a long time.
For him, losing in the primary elections is not an option, as the people have started campaigning for him in a constituency currently held by ZANU-PF's Josephat Matubego.
My chances are very high. The good thing is that the people accepted me. I'm a local boy, and I've seen the young ones who are struggling with life, struggling to make ends meet, and they're all coming to me trying to get someone who can help them bring about jobs, bring about projects for them to do. And the future is bleak for most of these youngsters in here.
However, Maridadi, who is the former Prime Minister's wordsmith, says although he has not yet made up his mind about contesting in the MTCT primaries, he will respond positively if people in Mavuku constituency, Harare, want him to be their parliamentary representative.
I'm a political animal. I work in a political office. And if people think I have something to offer in terms of being their parliamentary representative, well, maybe sit down and think about it. As we speak now, I've not been approached. And because I've not been approached, I've not given any statement to that effect that I want to stand for parliament. But I cannot preclude anything. I'm working in a political office.
His former ZBC colleague and director of ZFM's radio station, Mandi Wanzira, believes that journalists now want to influence political processes through the House of Assembly instead of writing stories.
There's been so much debate around media freedom, media space, and of course, all that space is derived or comes out of parliament, it comes out of the processes of government. And I think that there's a burning desire among the media players to say, how can we go in and influence things ourselves, benefit of our industry? If you look at the legal fraternity in this country, it's probably the most well-represented industry or field in government. If you look at the members of parliament, there's so many lawyers in there.
Mandi Wanzira is reportedly eyeing the Nyanga North constituency. Apart from Mandi Wanzira, two other former journalists, Kindness Baraza and Makosini Tlongwane, are expected to seek nominations under the ZANU-PF ticket. Baraza, who is a former publisher of Africa Tribune Newspapers Group, once represented Makonde constituency, while Tlongwane is the current Berengwa East lawmaker. Some of the potential candidates have already started ground campaigns, though they are facing some financial challenges. Sibanda has already committed his savings to a grassroots campaign in Vungu constituency.
I'm running a campaign for my own pocket. Nobody's helping me. I don't have any sponsorship. As you know, I'm fighting for primaries, so nobody can assist you when you're fighting for primaries. So everything is, all my savings coming from my own bank account. This is why I'm traveling. I've traveled 4 times a year to come to this country, and it's all coming from my own pocket. So things are very tight for me, and I'm struggling because the constituency is just too big, and I can't cope. But as you know, that you're fighting for primaries, nobody's willing to assist you. Even the businessmen, the local business people here, they can't assist you.
On the other hand, Nyarota believes that the grassroots campaign will not be a costly exercise, as people in Makone South will contribute to his electoral activities.
This process has only just started. A committee is being set up to work on the strategies or modalities of raising funds for the campaign. It shouldn't be a very expensive campaign to fund. Given that, I am responding to an invitation from the MDC structures in Makone South.
Some of the renowned journalists who have graced the August House of Assembly include National Healing Minister Sekai Holland, Information Minister Webster Shamu, and his ZANU-PF colleagues Nathan Shamyarira, Chen Chimutengende, Tlongwane and Baraza. Even if these well-known personalities win their primary elections, the road to parliament is long and sometimes dangerous. In the 2008 poll, more than 200 people, mostly MTC activists, died and thousands were displaced due to violence allegedly perpetrated by ZANU-PF supporters. Mr. Tswangirai Gwinje, Minister of Holland, and several other MTC members were among those who were seriously injured. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.